One of the ongoing battles within the Christian community is the debate about faith versus works. One group says it's a person's faith entirely that saves them, even if there are no works present in a person's life, and they'll support their claim by sharing Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Well, then the other group will say that it's a person's faithful deeds, their righteous works that God will evaluate at the judgment. And they quickly quote passages like Romans 2:6, who will render to each person according to his deeds, or possibly 1 Corinthians 3:13. Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. Sadly, this really is an unnecessary battle, which can lead to division and bitterness in the body of Christ. The Bible itself has already given the answer, and the answer is both are necessary. Faith in Christ is the necessary requirement for salvation. That's true. But if faith is indeed present in a person's life, then works must be present as well. If there are no works, really, there is no faith. James chapter 2, verses 21 through 22 tells us, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected." It isn't a matter of either or, but both and. Faith in the completed work of Jesus Christ is what works salvation in the child of God. But if sincere faith is present, it will, and must, show itself in an active life of good works. As James states later in that same chapter, "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead."